The History of Mother's Day. In the U.S., Mother's Day is a holiday celebrated on second Sunday in May. It is a day when children honor their mothers with cards, gifts, and flowers. First observance in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania in 1907. It is based on suggestions by Julia Ward Howe in 1872 and by Anna Jarvis in 1907. Although it wasn't celebrated in the U.S. until 1907, there were days honoring mothers even in the days of ancient Greece. In those days, however, it was Rhea, the mother of the gods, that was given honor. Later, in the 1600s in England, there was an annual observance called Mothering Sunday. It was celebrated during June on the fourth Sunday. On Mothering Sunday, the servants, who generally lived with their employers, were encouraged to return home and honor their mothers. It was traditional for them to bring a special cake along to celebrate the occasion. As Christianity spread throughout Europe, the celebration changed to honor the Mother Church, the spiritual power that gave them life and protected them from harm. Over time, the church festival blended with the Mothering Sunday celebration. People began honoring their mothers as well as the church. Mother's Day was first suggested in the United States in 1872 by Julia Ward Howe as a day dedicated to peace. A campaign to establish a national Mother's Day was begun in 1907. It was successful. By 1911, Mother's Day was celebrated in almost every state in recognition of the influence mothers have in the making of better citizens. In the U.S., in 1907, Anna Jarvis from Philadelphia began a campaign to establish a national Mother's Day. Jarvis persuaded her mother's church in Grafton, West Virginia, to celebrate Mother's Day on the second anniversary of her mother's death, the second Sunday of May. The next year, Mother's Day was also celebrated in Philadelphia. Jarvis and others began a letter-writing campaign to ministers, businessmen, and politicians in their quest to establish a national Mother's Day. In 1914, President Woodrow Wilson proclaimed that the birthday of Mrs. Anna Reeves Jarvis, the mother of Mother's Day, would become the National Mother's Day of the United States, and that from then on, the second Sunday in May would be Mother's Day, in honor of the work Mrs. Jarvis had done to bring families together after the Civil War, her work to bring the whole North and South together, her work to honor all the mothers of America throughout history and on into the future, but most of all, to honor Mrs. Anna Reeves Jarvis as America's national mother. President Wilson asked that the American people fly the United States flag from public buildings and homes on that day, as he said, as a public expression of our love and reverence for the mothers of our country. Many other countries of the world celebrate their own Mother's Day at different times throughout the year. Denmark, Finland, Italy, Turkey, Australia, and Belgium celebrate Mother's Day on the second Sunday in May, as in the U.S. Well, what value is Mother's Day now? As the Congress said in 1914, it reminds people of the influence mothers have had in the making of better citizens. Jarvis is one such mother. On Mother's Day, much attention is given to the important part that each mother plays in giving her children a sense of what is right and what is wrong, what is good behavior and what is bad. If the observances of Mother's Day can even in a small way remind mothers of this, then this day will help both the families and the whole country.